Let's turn to London once again today. I'm so excited to chat to James Cox because I would like to believe, particularly with our employment situations here in South Africa, that people would be eager to get back to work. But, you know, the UK seems to have given us a little bit of a perspective on a very interesting dynamic. James actually happened to rant online about his frustration with people not wanting to get back to normal. People, what he called spoiled and entitled for insisting on working from home. I can only imagine his frustration. He's the owner of Chelsea Personnel, James Cox, on the line from London.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolata
on Cape Talk.
James, welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm excellent. Please tell us what led to this online rant and the circumstances that you've been faced with in terms of getting people back to work. It's great to hear that people are trying to employ more.
Yeah, look, I mean, it come from honesty. I mean, we've been seeing a pattern in the market now for the last sort of 12 weeks, where we're now seeing people that are now furloughs ending in the UK. We're now seeing that companies want their staff and have to have their staff back in the offices. And off the strength of that, we're now seeing people saying, no, we don't want to come back to the office. We actually want to look for a new job. Now, if you know the UK market, right, we've lots of small to medium sized businesses have got themselves into so much debt trying to keep their staff employed during this pandemic. They've done everything they can, bent over backwards to pay their salaries. And then we're now seeing that, you know, there's no loyalty. You know, they've gone through that period. They've had their handouts. And now the companies want them back in the offices. They're saying no. Not everybody. I'm not speaking about everybody, but not generalizing. But the majority of people we're speaking to are saying, no, we don't want to go back to the office. We want to work from home, which is absolutely fine. But it's too much of a pattern. And the reasoning behind it is just not good enough. You know, we're hearing, well, I want to walk my dog 3 times a week and I want to have an extra couple of hours in bed in the morning and I want to, you know, pick the kids up from school at 3 o'clock. So it sounds to me that we're now wanting a part-time job for a full-time salary.
And in your sense, James, I mean, you're saying the majority of people, does this spell the beginning of a complete shift in working habits that maybe we could expect coming across the world? Or do you think that companies will push back enough that they'll be forced to get out of the house eventually?
Well, I think it's a, you know what, I think we are in a position where it's going to, if it does happen and this working from home stuff does push across the world, then the UK are in trouble, because I've already got clients saying to me that if my business model can work with my staff working remotely, why would I use UK labour at the price it costs me? Why would I use the labour in the UK? Why wouldn't I outsource it to countries like Belarus or the Philippines, India, China, where you're going to find somebody who runs a call centre for a third of the cost, or someone that runs a software side of the business for a third of the cost? So people need to think about what they're preaching, because in 3 to 5 years, we could see the unemployment in the UK rise drastically if we outsource this labour.
Sure. Okay. So you were very bold about your comments. I mean, how bad did the trolling get?
The trolling was, it was very interesting, because it sort of opened my eyes to how powerful social media is.
Yeah.
I always knew social media was powerful, but you know, I had like death threats. I had people wishing my children bad things on my children. I had like, I don't know, my business was just, my business Google page was just getting like smashed by negative reviews it was just so interesting that something so honest and something so truth, you know, I was speaking facts. I'm not somebody that works on the outside of this and looks in and thinks this is a situation. I'm someone that works on the front line of this and sees it every single day. So when I'm saying something, you know, I've got a 15-year reputation to think of. I'm not saying something because I think it's the situation. I'm saying it because it's factual. Like, people are coming to my business and people are giving me those excuses. And there is a lazy mentality we're seeing. So everything I said was factual. It wasn't, you know, it was light-hearted, tongue-in-cheek.
Well, yeah, okay. Some of it got quite harsh, though. So that you could watch Loose Women on your lunch break and feed the squirrels at 11 a.m. in the garden. I mean, it was lighthearted, yeah,
lighthearted. And you know what? I thought it come from a nice place, but you know, it was more about, you know, morale. Bring us all together. You know, come on, let's get back to work. Let's get back there. Help these businesses out. Help the family out. You know, bring in more money. Let's just think about them small businesses, the laundrettes, the cafes, the hospitality industry have had no business, no footfall for the last 18 months. You know, without them, you know, the unemployment market's going to go through the roof. I keep right. saying it, but it is. You know, we can't ignore the little man. We've done it for 18 months. And, yeah, I just think that as the UK at the moment, there's an ignorance and there's a real lazy mentality out there. And I'm not speaking about everybody. I'm not speaking about every industry. IT people, software, they can work from home. They have done for years. Mm. It works. But the ones on the front line, the receptionists, the administrators, the general sort of marketing teams, the sales teams, the account management teams, the business development teams, they should be in the office. Mm. They should be in there growing them companies and building structure and building that rapport, building the buzz, you know, creating an office environment. And, you know, I just think we can all do a job from home, but are we doing a good job from home? And that's the question we've got to ask ourselves. And I just don't think the company's going to get the answers they want.
I think your point is actually very well made. I like the fact that you keep on saying, you know, let's get Britain working again. I wish you luck. I hope that there's some kind of a balance that comes up. Eventually, we're all going to need to eat. And as you say, there's certain parts of the economy, people who clean, people who are keeping the tourism alive, for example, in London and the like, that need to be face to face. So good luck with getting everybody back in the office. James Cox, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Take care. Have a good day.
Likewise. James Cox, I imagine, on his way to work, owner of Chelsea Personnel there. What do you have to say with respect to what his perspective is? I think it's quite insightful, the fact that he's looking down 3 to 5 years down the line. Who's to say we don't just outsource this to Belarus, to Indian people, to Chinese, Filipino people, either in those countries or who happen to come into the United Kingdom, because there happens to be this laziness. There is a pocket, by the way, of the UK labour market that is kind of set aside for foreign workers, because there is a knowledge that UK workers, knowing that they can get the dole, simply will not participate in those industries. And I wonder if South Africa is going to find itself getting there, but then we can't complain and get xenophobic. 021 446 0567.